dictation for Frank, Frank McClintic, McClintic, May 6, 48. We're going to address as a letter to Dr. Michael Stack, STACK, 8755023, and Dr. Akkad, AKKAD, 463-9381. Dear colleagues, consultation, Mr. McClintic, Frank, 77-year-old gentleman, who has developed progressive chronic kidney disease from around February of this year, baseline creatinine around 1.0 to 1.1, progressively recent from 1.2, a peak of 1.5, present level 1.3. Comes accompanied with wife. He has a diagnosis of lymphoplasmacytic lymphoma with retroperitoneal involvement, diagnosed in 2021, developed hypercalcemia, suppressed PTH, hemolytic anemia, did not have a persistent response with the steroids or Rituxan, R-I-T-U-X-A-N. There is no significant bone marrow involvement. He started treatment with Brukinsa, B as in boy, R-U-K-I-N-S-A, about 2 months ago. There has been some weight loss, although says to be eating well. No reported nausea, vomiting, dysphagia. Soft stools to normal without bleeding, has symptoms of enlargement of the prostate with frequency, urgency, nocturia, and decreased flow. He wears a patch for incontinence. He's not aware of infection, cloudiness, or blood. There was an episode of syncope back in November 2025 with negative workup in the hospital. His mobility is restricted. One of the reasons for severe knee arthritis. Presently no gross edema. He takes Indocid, INDOCID for gout flare-ups, probably once every 2-3 months. He has chronic dyspnea from atrial fibrillation. Denies the use of oxygen inhaler, CPAP machine, orthopnea, PND, no chest pain palpitation. No cough, sputum production. Next paragraph, past medical history, diabetes, hypertension, at least 10 years back. Atrial flutter, eventually ablation. Watchman procedure, October 2025. Presently off Eliquis. He's not aware of coronary artery disease or procedures. Prior TIA with problems of speech, resolved within few minutes. No persistent deficit. Exposed to asbestos, he worked at Total, T-O-T-A-L, refinery. He denies the event thrombosis pulmonary embolism. He denies gastrointestinal bleeding. He's not aware of chronic liver abnormalities. He has recurrent episodes of gout and probably some tophi on the left elbow. Imaging shows atherosclerosis, but he's not aware of any procedures for that. Next paragraph. other diagnosis. Basal cell carcinoma with MOHS procedure, enlargement of the prostate, reported COPD abnormalities. Before the diagnosis of the lymphoma, there was question concerns for organizing pneumonia. Next paragraph, procedures. Prior cystoscopy retrograde negative findings, Dr. Kirby, K-I-R-B-Y, lens implant cataracts, bilateral knee scope, left total knee replacement, lymph node biopsy and bone marrow biopsy, right shoulder rotator cuff, a number of colonoscopies, cardiac cuff. Skin biopsy and treatment for cancer. Next paragraph. He still drinks beer on a daily basis. Used to smoke 1.5 packs per day beginning at age 16, discontinued 35 years ago. Next paragraph, no reported family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph, no reported allergies. Next paragraph, present medications, allopurinol, Norvas, Brukinsa, iron folic acid, indometacin as needed, metformin, vitamins, Zocor, terazosin, Flomax, Demadex. Next paragraph, on physical exam, weight 204, 70 inches tall, blood pressure 144.56 on the right, 142.58 on the left, no localized rallwisses, no gross arrhythmia, no carotid Bruch JVD, obesity of the abdomen with diastasis of the muscle rectus, no rebound guarding or ascites, minimal edema, non-focal, mild decreased hearing, normal speech. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries. April 1st, creatinine 1.32, representing a GFR 56 stage 3. Normal sodium potassium, bicarbonate elevated, normal albumin calcium, high bilirubin, presently 2.5, likely from the hemolysis, liver function test not elevated, persistently low haptoglobin, H-A-P-T-O, globin, persistent positivity, for Coombs testing, LDH, however, appears normal. Hemoglobin at 10, presently normal platelets, previously low. Normal white blood cell, large MCV 112. Prior echo, severe pulmonary hypertension, no major valve, excuse me, minor valve abnormalities. Next paragraph, prior no kidney. Obstruction. This is on a CT scan, abdomen and pelvis from February. Normal liver. No stones, although some vascular calcifications. the extensive bilateral retroperitoneal lymphadenopathy, the extensive calcified plaque, abdominal aorta into bilateral iliac arteries, PET scan has been activity neck, chest, abdomen, pelvis, also around the omentum, probably peritoneal lymphomatosis, normal ejection fraction, prior urine analysis, no blood, no protein, no cells. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Over the last few months, progressive renal failure, presently not symptomatic. There is many risk factors. The most important is lymphoplasmacytic lymphoma with extensive retroperitoneal component. In those circumstances, we might not be able to see the traditional obstructive uropathy because of the diffuse component affecting the whole retroperitoneal area. There is no activity in the urine. We will update monoclonal protein. Minimize exposure to indomethacin and anti-inflammatory agents. Concerned about the severe pulmonary hypertension, probably from chronic hemolytic anemia, concerned from the atherosclerosis of aorta and potential renal artery stenosis, the present Brukinsa, Brukinsa, is not really associated to renal abnormalities. Presently, there is no evidence of hypercalcemia, no evidence for diabetic nephropathy. Present blood pressure is fair. He does have symptoms of enlargement of the prostate, but no prior documented obstructive uropathy. He already is doing blood tests every 2 weeks for Dr. Akkad. We will monitor that and further interventions based on progression of disease. Further advice to follow, end of dictation.